I'm Ron Delacuzza from WCRB in Boston, bringing you a live Boston Symphony Orchestra concert from the Kuzovitsky Music Shed here at Tanglewood. After a few more BSO members join those already on stage here at the Shed, our concert will continue with the Violin Concerto by Tchaikovsky. As one of the most popular works in the repertoire, Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto has been a part of our soloist's life for decades. And WCRB's Brian McCreath asked Anne Sophie Mutter if, over time, the piece has changed in any way for her.
I started playing it when I was 14, and I remember my teacher, after one of my first performances of the concerto, she came backstage with a little stuffed horse. And she put it in front of me and said, you know, always remember, you know, the horse should not run away. So one of my lifelong weaknesses, but maybe it's not a weakness, you know, is I just love to play fast. And in the last mover of the Tchaikovsky, this is what one is looking forward to. So that hasn't changed. The horse is still very stormy, storming forward. But of course, as it changes, of course it changes. But, you know, playing here again with Boston Symphony Orchestra and with Andres Nelson, I have to tell you, the orchestra sounds better than ever. It is just, it's just mind-blowing, and it's so inspiring.
That's the soloist you're about to hear in the Violin Concerto by Tchaikovsky and Sophie Mutter. And you can hear much more from that conversation on WCRB's podcast, The Answered Question. Just look for it at classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood. When he was in his late 30s, Peter Tchaikovsky left his native Russia to escape the shambles of his marriage after he had acknowledged his homosexuality. He first traveled to Italy and then on to Switzerland. In the company of friends in a peaceful environment, the composer set aside other projects and began writing a concerto for violin. Apparently, the surroundings agreed with him. Within 11 days, the entire work was sketched out. And within another few weeks, it was not only completed, it was even revised with a completely new middle movement. But the exhilaration didn't last long, and unfortunately, the next part of the story isn't as happy. Tchaikovsky dedicated the piece to Leopold Auer. But once the violinist received the music, he declared it unplayable. Fully 2 years after that, Adolf Brodsky finally gave the premiere in Vienna. But the critical reaction was ferociously negative. One critic, Edward Hanslick, wrote that, and we quote, "In the course of a discussion of obscene illustrations, Friedrich Vischer once maintained that there were pictures one could see stink. Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto, for the first time, confronts us with the hideous idea that there may be compositions whose stink one can hear." Well, fortunately, Adolf Brodsky either didn't read Hanslick's review or he didn't care. He championed the work for years, and as Tchaikovsky's music became more popular in general, the Violin Concerto became one of the most popular of the composer's works. Well, so much for Edward Hanslick. As Jean Sibelius once said, no one ever built a statue of a critic. And we're about to hear it played. It's one of the signature works in the repertoire of Anne Sophie Mutter, celebrating 40 years as a violin virtuoso and musical phenomenon, beginning with her debuts in recital at the 1976 Lausanne Festival, and a soloist with the Berlin Philharmonic and Herbert von Karajan at the 1977 Salzburg concert. She has since become a leading international artist in the world's major concert halls, serving not only as soloist, but as a visionary in supporting composers and mentoring young string players. And you can hear the applause greeting her entrance once again. Here she is coming back on stage. And Sophie Mutter, followed by our music director, Andres Nelsons, to continue this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert. We'll hear the Violin Concerto by Tchaikovsky from WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you can hear that roar from the audience here in the Kozovetsky Music Shed and out on the lawn, ending with a blazing display of virtuosity. That's the Violin Concerto by Tchaikovsky performed in concert here at Tanglewood by Anne-Sophie Mutter, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and BSO Music Director Andres Nelsons, who gave her a big hug right at the end of that piece. She said in conversation that she enjoyed playing it very fast, and indeed she did. Andres Nelsons now, still on stage with Anne-Sophie Mutter, four-time Grammy winner, fully committed both to the performance of traditional composers and the future of music. She's given the world premiere of 24 works by composers. In addition, she dedicates herself to numerous benefit projects throughout the world, supporting tomorrow's emerging artists. Anne-Sophie Mutter now heading to the stage door, followed by our music director, Andres Nelson. She's performed this piece in BSO performances at Symphony Hall in April of this year on a program that also included a hauntingly beautiful piece by Toro Takemitsu called Nostalgia. The audience reluctant to let her leave the stage, and I know she'll be coming out again. Anne-Sophie Mutter. And here she is. By the way, since 2011, she's regularly appeared with her ensemble of fellows, the Mutter Virtuosi. She's on stage holding her violin up to the members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, now standing right next to the podium in their lovely red dress, once again heading to the stage door. This year she appears at the Salzburg Whitsun and Summer Festivals, the Lucerne Summer Festival, and La Scala, as well as performing with the Berlin Philharmonic, Staatskapelle Berlin, Gewandhaus Orchestra, London Philharmonic, London Symphony, and the Pittsburgh Symphony.